praise waits for thee, O God in Zion, and unto thee shall the vow be performed. You visit the earth and water it. You greatly enrich it with the river of God, which is full of water. You prepare them corn when you have so provided it. You water the ridges thereof abundantly. You settle the furrows thereof. You make it soft with showers. You bless the springing thereof. You crown the year with thy goodness, and your path drop fatness. And so, good Lord, receive these tithes of your abundant goodness. Amen. Strengthen us, O Lord, so during times of trials we do not give in to discouragement. Thank you for your holy word, for the power of your truth reveals. Thank you that we are fed by your scriptures and are strengthened and prepared for the work you have called us to. Give us the wisdom and desire to fulfill your purposes in our lives. Father, as we lift up our humble petitions to you, we commit everything into your hands and ask for your great mercy, peace, and favor. Shine your light of holiness upon all those in authority. Show them how to walk boldly and faithfully in power and authority of your Holy Spirit. Make their paths straight and lead them in your truth. May they be filled with a hope that can only come from you as they lead this nation. Father, we lift up our brothers and sisters struggling with health issues today. We pray that your healing touch be upon our sister Hannah as she recovers from her surgery. We ask for your great mercies to be with her sisters as well. For Lydia, who has COVID and is with a child, we ask for your great mercy. We pray for healing for Tabitha, who is struggling with throat issues and has been given no answers to what may be causing them. We pray for our brother Alan and thank you for his improving recovery. We celebrate with Alan and Norma as they celebrate their anniversary, Lord, and we ask that you would grant them many, many more blessings in their lives. And Lord, as we do celebrate this long weekend, we want to remember and honor all those men, women, and their families who've made great sacrifices for all that we hold dear, for defending our country and our freedoms. We ask that you would bless them all, both past and present. It is in faith and with great hope that we lift up all these prayers to you, our Lord and our King. And now, let us arise together and recite the prayer your Son has taught us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is proper and right to do so.
Truly it is good and right, and we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Holy Father, Almighty and Everlasting King, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who fulfilled his promise when he poured out the Holy Spirit upon the church.
And now, by his Spirit's power, we also ascend to join the angels and all the company of heaven, and the whole church on earth in praising your glorious name.
Our Lord Jesus, in the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread and gave thanks. Let us pray. Our Father, we give you thanks for the bread of life, your Son, Jesus Christ, who gave his broken body for us. Bless this bread, that we may be renewed and strengthened in faith to serve you more fully through our Lord and Savior Jesus, in whose name we pray. Amen. And when he had given thanks, he broke the bread and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me."
Thank you.
Memorial Day is a day to remember. And this table, wherein Jesus asks us to remember him, literally, we are told in the Greek language, do this as my memorial. Let us give thanks to the true heir that we share all things that were given to him. And he took a cup and he gave thanks. Our Father, we give you thanks for the blood poured out for us. Bless this wine as a renewal of covenant vows through the blood of the everlasting covenant. This we ask through Jesus our Lord. Amen. And he gave it to them, saying, drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. Give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have fed and refreshed us at this, your table. Strengthen us in faith toward you and in fervent love, one toward another, through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, world without end. Amen. Thank you. baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age. And now the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.